Happy Sunday, Steeler Nation. Except it's not that happy.
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't even have the mic towards me. Guys, it is an awful Sunday morning over here based off the recent news that Schefter has reported this morning.
No, the Steelers are trying to meet up and interview Mike McCarthy. Yes, that Mike McCarthy, like Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers Mike McCarthy, 62-year-old Mike McCarthy, who's been out the league for a couple years, previously working for the Dallas Cowboys, where that didn't go anywhere because they're the Cowboys.
Color me shocked.
No, absolutely not is my answer to the Steelers' possibility of hiring Mike McCarthy. That would be as if Mike Tomlin never left. Because you're telling me that the Steelers' plan, the Steelers' vision, if they bring in Mike McCarthy, would be, hey, Aaron Rodgers is contemplating retirement. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy have incredible ties. Let's try to bring in Mike McCarthy, hire him as head coach. Let's try to pry Aaron Rodgers back for one more year and, quote-unquote, make a run. Gee, that sounds familiar. That's almost as if the last several years they've been trying to do that with Mike Tomlin, with aging quarterbacks. It's as if Mike Tomlin wouldn't leave, guys. Why would the Steelers do that?
Why? Because Art Rooney doesn't want to go through a rebuilding process. He said it himself. He said when it comes to the new head coach, he doesn't like the word rebuild very much. So the plan is to try to compete from day one for the new head coach.
I get that. And I get that they're always going to be in a competing manner. This isn't going to compete. It's as if you're running it right back all over again. No.
Let's just go with a Mike Tomlin copycat and Mike McCarthy.
That's exactly what the Steelers would do.
Yeah. To rely on past glory because McCarthy has ties to A-Rod. They're going to rely on the good old Green Bay Packer days when they won Super Bowl 45. Yes, we know who they beat to win the championship. But McCarthy, oh, he's from Pittsburgh. He grew up a Pittsburgh native. He's a Yinzer. He grew up a Steelers fan. Let's make it a full circle moment for 62-year-old Mike McCarthy, who, by the way, also has ties to general manager Omar Khan dating back to the New Orleans Saints days back in 2000.
You know, that all sounds nauseating. I don't care for the feel-good story. I don't care for all that WWE storyline drama. That sounds incredibly nauseating. It does. I don't know what the Steelers are going to do with the quarterback position because if you look at their market and you look at the available options, you look at the quarterback draft class coming up, I don't know what they're going to do with the quarterback position. But frankly, that might be a solid thing for the Steelers because that might actually give them an opportunity to go young. And if it doesn't work out for whoever they want to go after, Malik Willis, maybe they give Will Howard a shot, likely not. But even still, that's a possibility. If it doesn't work out, at least one, you're going to go young, which I think the Steelers need, not only at head coach, but the quarterback position. And if it doesn't work out, guess what? You have a top pick to go get your next franchise, which the last time the Steelers went with a pattern like that, they got Ben. Look at the Patriots. Look at where they're at. They're playing today.
Yes, they are.
They might advance. For all we know, they might walk into the fucking Super Bowl because Bo Nix fucked up his ankle. Like, I don't understand why they're even entertaining this. Like, no. No.
Not because Art Rooney is an old head. Like, because he's desperate. That's what it is.
All their other options they looked at are younger guys. I think the oldest candidate they've looked at is like 45 years old.
46-year-old Jeff Hafley.
There you go.
When you look at the eight candidates that they requested, within the age market is from 35, which I think the youngest is Nate Shiahas, to 46 and Jeff Hafley. And you look at those candidates, ideally, especially with the pattern of the head coaches since 1969, they want longevity, or they're seeking longevity at the head coach position. Yeah. To have a guy for at least 10 years at the very least.
Yeah, we need young. We need youth. We need like a modern touch at the head coaching spot, whether that's an offensive-minded guy, whether that's a defensive-minded guy. We need youth there. We don't need to go for someone chasing previous glory.
No.
That would be terrible.
Especially to bring back Aaron Rodgers because they don't know what to do with the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And doing just that would only set the team back for many more years once again, just like it did how many times under Mike Tomlin?
Exactly.
Like how it did how many times under Kevin Colbert?
Dude, it's literally as if Tomlin wouldn't leave. It's as if Tomlin never stepped down, dude.
There is no positive. There is no plus to adding McCarthy to the team.
As a head coach. As an OC, there is some positive. But would he take an OC job? Like, it's like same thing with people throwing out John Gruden. He would make a much better OC than he would a head coach, but are they coming back to the NFL for a fucking OC position? No, they're not. Mike McCarthy, the best role that he would have for the Steelers is as an offensive advisor, as an offensive coordinator, not as a head coach. Because look at it this way. He comes in as an OC. He is a solid offensive mind, and he would definitely help a first year, a fresh head coach, whatever position that he resides on, offense or defense. That's the best case for this situation, but they're not going to bring him in as an OC because I just don't see a guy like McCarthy coming back to the NFL for a lower position. Don't do it. We don't want Mike McCarthy here. We don't want an older head coach.
No,
we need to get, we need to go young. We need to go young at quarterback. We need to go young at head coach. We need to go young overall as a team. We need to get into what is great in the NFL nowadays, what works. The Steelers are still obviously living in the past by bringing in a guy like McCarthy. That'd be terrible. Do I think they ultimately pick McCarthy? No.
I hope not.
I really hope
not. And
this
could very well just be that doing their due diligence and just looking at all the candidates possible.
Sure it is. I just don't like it.
I personally would never have considered McCarthy as a candidate. I would have looked at other options, like a Robert Saleh potentially, a Clint Kubiak, since you are requesting his brother Clay from the 49ers. You know, guys like that.
Grant Udinski's another one. Even, of course. Even a Mike LaFleur, Matt's brother, right, of the Green Bay Packers. But no, they want to bring in Mike McCarthy. No.
Not a fan. No.
Don't do it. At the end of the day, I am begging you, don't do it. That would be terrible. We don't want that. Steelers Nation, we do not want that. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. And if you do, let us know in the comments, why would you want a guy like Mike McCarthy? I know I don't. That would be terrible. That would literally set the team back even farther.
Yeah.
And I feel like the team's already set back a little bit based off of them trying to live off previous glory and them trying to live in the past. They can't be doing that no more, man. They can't. I'm really hoping they don't decide on McCarthy.
No, I would find it very baffling for them to look at these younger candidates like a Shiehouse, a Shula, or a Clay Kubiak. You got these options. You requested these interviews for these people. And Clay's now available since the 49ers are done in the postseason.
Yeah,
their season ended.
They can bring him in for in-person visits anytime.
And the Rams, their season could end today. It could end later today versus the Bears. Very potential. And with those guys potentially being open for now in-person interviews, to only then just settle for McCarthy.
No,
or dude. Just jump ship on McCarthy because, oh, we got to get a head coach ASAP just so that, you know, A-Rod finally has a decision to make so we know what A-Rod's doing. It would be a blunder.
Yeah.
It would be a total blunder, a fumble on the Steelers' half on Omar Khan and Art Rooney at that.
No, we don't want that. That would be terrible. We do not want that here in Pittsburgh. I'm hoping they don't do it. I get they're doing the due diligence. They're looking at all the other options. I understand that. I just think it's a massive waste of time. Like, you could be putting that resource, that energy into someone else, someone younger, someone that should be brought in for an interview. Don't go after the older guys. No.
No.
No, it's just pointless. It's a massive waste of time.
No.
In my opinion.
Man, I hope to God not. I hope not. Just because of his ties to Pittsburgh and him being a fan when he was a young kid, whatnot.
Oh, dude, this is circulating for a while now. Because anytime he's on, like, the Pat McAfee show or whatever, he's always talking about Aaron Rodgers would, before he became a Steeler, he'd talk about how McCarthy would tell him all about Pittsburgh and the culture and the city down there, because that's where he grew up, which brought Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. Now, the Steelers, because Aaron Rodgers can't make up his mind again and he's unlikely to return, the Steelers want him to come back. I guess this would be their last-ditch effort to try to pry and pull Rodgers back in.
And I find it fitting how just yesterday, I think it was Rappaport who reported that it was unlikely of Rodgers to return if he still wants to play to the Steelers. Only for Schefter this morning to say, yeah, the Steelers are still open to A-Rod returning.
Of course they are.
And then this news hits literally this morning. I find it to be very odd timing on the Steelers' behalf.
No, it's just, they got to go a different direction.
A younger direction, a better direction.
What do we always say about the Steelers? Same old Steelers? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over
like,
and over again.
Like, are the
again.
Steelers that scared? No. Are they that worried to have one down year?
It's not a bad
to
thing.
To run it back?
I think we've all settled, like, we're fine with that. As long as it
that's
gets
what
us
I fully
back
expect.
To glory.
That's what I fully expect. A down year, an experimental year, if it leads to them getting a quarterback in 2027, because I'm not looking at quarterback in 2026.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
It's not a bad thing. If you
it's
got,
okay
if you sign,
to do that.
If you sign McCarthy and bring Rodgers back, most likely you're just going to have an above 500 record. You might make the playoffs, and you're not going to go any farther than that.
Deja vu.
Stop.
Another sequel.
Just don't waste your time. I know they're going to try to bring him in. They're going to try to meet up with him. I'm none of us here are a fan of it. Go after the younger guys, man. Now that Kubiak is able to be brought in, Clay for that matter, bring him in. Once Shula and Shiehouse are able to bring in for in-person visits, bring them in. I don't care if you have to wait until after the Super Bowl. Do it. Same thing with potentially Clint, if you want to bring him in. Wait it out. Be patient with it. Take your time. Yeah, look after the best
candidates. That's a key word. That's a key word right there is patience, because the Steelers are always patient with their head coaches.
I don't need
with
to
Mike
even...
Tomlin and even Bill Cowher at that, right? They were so patient with their head coaches. They got to be patient with this process.
Yeah. I don't even care what McCarthy's idea. We already know what his idea is going to be. And I've seen it for so many years now. Like, we're done. We're not doing it.
No, it's enough for me.
So, let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. Very quick update video based off of the head coach search for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm hoping they bring in more requests and more interviews. And hopefully guys that would actually hopefully benefit this team. More of the younger options out there. I'm still praying for a Udinski or a Clint Kubiak or other guys out there. You know, there's better options than fucking... Then Mike McCarthy, who's been sitting on the couch for I don't know how many months now. How many years?
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
Hard pass. Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. How do you guys feel about this report? And continued on to give us your guys' virtual opinions. Who do you guys want the Steelers to bring in for interviews? And who would you like the Steelers' next head coach to be? Otherwise, we'll see you in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe. And we'll see you later. Peace!